We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, now that parade day is out of the way, there's one thing here in Rochester to look forward to.
Tunnel vision.
Yep. The Gilda Skies Bachelor Auction. We actually have a few of our bachelors here in the studio right now. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go around the room real quick and introduce ourselves.
Jim Clark.
Moose.
Hi, this is Blent.
Blent. One of the most unique names, yes. Which is crazy considering Moose is also here.
Yeah, right? Moose, is that your given name?
That is not my given name.
Two first names. He's like a double whammy.
Yeah.
So it's going down the 30th anthology again this year, and this is a big one, guys. No pressure, but this is the 10th annual Gilda's Guys Bachelor Auction. And of course, this year, if you've not heard, we're amping things up a little bit by bringing back a former Gilda's Guy Bachelor and also former star of The Bachelorette, Jason Tardik. Now, does that make it more intimidating, or is it kind of like, he'll maybe have some advice for me?
I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah.
Like, I want to find out what he went for and trump that.
Okay, that's good. You want to have goals, right? You want to have those goals, absolutely.
No, it'll be good for us because he'll be supporting us, and whatever he can do to help increase our value and raise more money, it ends
sure.
up being good for everybody.
Yeah, I agree. It's all about the group and how much money we can raise.
It is cool. There's a bit of a camaraderie that is created as a former bachelor myself with your group. Because you guys, you know, even though you're going to be individually bid on, you're in it together as far as the fundraising aspect. And, and you know, and in a second, I kind of want to get into some of the reasons why you guys got involved. But again, speaking of Jason Tardik really quick, there is the VIP happy hour. If you want to hang with him before the other happy hour. I think there's two happy hours.
Oh, wow.
You can get tickets to that at 98pxy.com. Well, it's on a Saturday now, normally on a Friday, so there's more time for happiness than normal.
That's right. Yeah, right.
But let's run through. Jim, let's go with you first.
All right.
Some of your reasons. Well, first off, what do you do?
I work for CGI Communications. Been there for about 4 years now. Sales exec, so I actually travel a ton. Love what I do. Been doing it forever, working with different communities and local businesses all across the country.
Now, let's talk about how you got involved with the Gilda's Guys Bachelor Auction. Does it involve some arm twisting? I'm willing to bet.
No, it actually doesn't involve any arm twisting. Had a friend who had done it previous year. Said he had a blast with it. You know, it's for a great cause. And the funny part is, after I went for the interview and got the nod that I was going to be a Gilda's guy, the big thing that I actually found out was the amount of people that came out of the woodwork in my life are like, hey, I've actually utilized Gilda's
Club. Sure, of course.
Yeah,
I think that's the biggest part for me is most other charities and stuff of that nature, they're not all this way, but you know, some of those funds that you raise, they don't stay here in Rochester, New York. Well, with this, it does.
Yeah.
Like, these are going directly to people that you know, your loved ones. You know, I've got an uncle who's fighting the good fight right now, a couple friends who have beat it in the past, and just to know that this is something that, you know, helps them and helps other people, it's a good feeling.
And again, if you're listening and maybe you don't know exactly what Gilda's does, it's support groups, not only for those going through it, but their families, their friends, and that's really big, because whenever you talk to anyone who's gone through cancer treatment, it's very isolating. It's very, because it's tough, you know, not a lot of people in your life can necessarily relate to what you're going through. So that kind of combats that, and it goes against it.
And it's 1,200 free programs.
Right. Isn't that crazy?
So, you know, when these people are literally in the fight of their lives, they've got a place where they can go and feel kind of whole. And if anybody hasn't seen the documentary Love Gilda about Gilda Radner, I highly recommend you watch it. And there's just this one part in it that stuck out to me. And it was as Gilda Radner was fighting her ovarian cancer, she said she was starting to fall into this little bit of a depression. And one of her friends said, hey, you got to go to this like wellness center. You got to check it out. She's very resistant. So finally she went. She came back, and her husband, Gene Wilder, Willy Wonka.
Might know him.
Yeah, may have heard of the guy. But he says, you know, Gilda came back, and she's elated. And he goes, how was it? And she goes, you know, it was amazing. I went, and I told my story, and I cried. And then I laughed, and they laughed. And then they cried, and I cried. And it's the most wonderful place ever. And we've got to do something. And that's really where the foundation of this came from. Mm-hmm. You know, so the fact that I get to have a direct impact on that, it's a huge high for me. You know?
Absolutely. For sure. Wow. So again, these guys are going to be up for one of the 25 bachelors that are going to be bid on the 30th at Anthology for the 10th annual Gild Those Guys Bachelor Auction. So let's keep focusing on Jim here. We'll get to our other two friends here in a second. But Jim, for the lucky bidder, what can they expect on a date from you?
Well, no, in all seriousness, I love to have fun. I love to have a good time, you know, whether it's dancing, whether it's going and trying not to embarrass myself during karaoke.
Yeah. That's part of it, though, right?
Like, yeah, right?
It's part of the fun, you know? Yeah. I really just love actually having just a genuine interaction with another human and getting to know who they are and stuff of that nature. So, you know, be respectful, but at the same point in time, we're going to have a good time. Like, we're going to laugh. We're going to have maybe a drink or two if that's your thing and, you know, have a meal and go from there.
Can't go wrong.
Nice.
Cannot go wrong. All right, let's learn a little bit about Moose. Moose, what do you do?
I am a psychiatry resident at Strong. I work with adults, have a special interest in kids, young adults, and yeah.
Wait, you're a psychiatry resident?
I am.
Do you know Dr. Emily Justin?
I do. She's a very close friend of mine.
She was my psychiatrist!
Wonderful!
Small world.
Good people.
I thought you looked familiar.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
So how many women are in their car right now being like, arms up, bidding, bidding.
Yes.
I mean, we all need therapy. Let's
we all everybody, the best therapists have therapists.
You don't have to pay extra for therapy if you bid on me.
There you go. So let's talk a little bit about how you got involved with the Gild Those Guys Bachelor Auction.
Absolutely. I will make a shout out real quick to one of the social workers at Strong, Nina. She's the one who brought it up to me.
She's the arm twister. Yeah, most, you know.
She is. I actually initially was quite hesitant and refused. I just thought it was some regular bachelor auction without everything that goes behind it. But then as I slowly learned about all the positives and everything that Gilda Club stands for, I was very excited to be a part of it. And just as our first bachelor right here started to talk about the depression and the loneliness you feel when you're fighting in cancer, that really helped me jump on board, because with working in psychiatry and kind of putting together the cancer and the mental health component of it, sure, and helping people in that isolation, I thought that it would be a great opportunity to put two worlds together and help spread some interest about the mental health aspect of these severe diseases. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
And again, not just bidding on these guys, but also a date package. So you're going to come with like a restaurant gift card, which is nice for you guys, by the way, because I always like to say for any guy who is hesitant about doing this, like, hey, worst case, free meal. Like, it's, you know,
well, you're very food motivated.
I am very food motivated. This is true. But for Moose, what would a date with you entail? What would it be like?
I'm not embarrassed to say I'm hopeless romantic. And
I love you. That's
no, absolutely not, dear Lord. I don't want her running in the other direction. I promise that we'll be full of laughs. I like to make people laugh and engage in deep conversation about anything. I'm a talker, but I'm also a good listener, as my job needs me to be.
I was going
to
say, it plays a role.
It does, but...
Unless you're like one of those, like, for your job, whatever you do, you want to do the opposite when you are home. Right. Like, I will only talk, and no one's... I'm not going to listen to anybody.
It's a giving, you know, give and take. Yeah. It's a little bit of half and half. No, but for me, a date would entail a lot of laughs, good conversation about something deep and interesting, whatever she's passionate about. I appreciate what people's passions are, and... if it's summertime, then we're headed to the beach and a little walk down the sand and appreciate a good food with a good scenery. So I did not steal that, I promise.
Long walks down the
beach. No, I said I was going to bid on you. That's what I said.
Oh, sorry. So wow. Good. See you. No pressure really now. You know you're going to get bid on.
I feel like it's something that I don't think these guys are also huge romantics. I'm just going to add that on there. But I feel like that's something that guys in general are starting to fall away from, and because of all the social media stuff, it's like you read one paragraph, it's like slide, you know, swipe right or left.
Right, sure.
Mm-hmm. What about the whole thing of like the courtship and meeting the person and talking about them? And gosh, you're really attractive because you're funny and you're interesting. That's
Yeah.
That's me. So a bit for me. Thanks.
Yes.
So you can grab your tickets. 98pxy.com for all the info. Again, happening at Anthology on the end of the month here on the 30th. Going to be a Saturday this year, which means it's going to be even more fun. Well, let's go to our next Bachelor. Well, again, with the most unique name of the Bachelor so far, despite the fact that we just talked to Moose. Yeah. But Blent.
Yes.
And what is it that you do?
So I work for a telecom company called CenturyLink, and I'm in charge of global accounts and really help those organizations connecting their locations around the globe and all their technology stuff that they do.
What got you involved with the Bachelor auction?
You know, as a person that grew up at a young age with cancer in my family, you know, and losing a parent when I was young, had a lot of experiences with the challenges. We talked about the depression and things that happen, you know, for kids. And so it's a topic that I'm very, very passionate about. And somebody told me about the group. And I didn't really know of anything like this back when my family was going through it. So I thought it was a great way to give back.
Sure. You're not the first of the bachelors that we've talked to that have mentioned that, by the way, of like, my grandmother went through it and I wish I knew. So, you know, that's part of the big reason why we do this is to get the word out there for that. So you're out there. Paddles go up. You're bid on. You have your date. What can they expect?
Just like the other guys here, I think, you know, you're going to have a great time. More important than anything, obviously, is for a great cause. That's, you know, absolutely the number one most important thing. But definitely, you know, getting a check out some of the new restaurants in town. And
there are a lot, by the way, too. Yeah,
there are. So I'm looking.
Would you consider yourself like a foodie? Do you like going out?
Well, clearly, look at me.
Well, no,
obviously. And I'm sucking it in. That's the funny part.
When you say,
I have two girdles on right now, and you can still tell that I'm a foodie.
When you say checking out the new restaurants, I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what's
some people learn to like the brewery scene, the wine. I don't, you know.
Yeah, all of the above, right? I've got to check out some of the new cool breweries we did in a great event at the K2 Brewery.
Oh, there, yes,
Empire.
That's right.
We did a good fundraiser. They were not generous to donate to the association. So I was out there on Friday night, and but I am a foodie. Love great.
Now
food.
You're Turkish. You said your name is Turkish.
I am.
So are you into like Turkish food and
I love Turkish
stuff like
food.
That?
It's
okay,
like my big
okay,
fat
so.
Wedding. You know, you grew up.
Yeah.
Mom used
to
slip hummus into your lunch.
Yes.
And you're like, I want pizza and Wonder Bread. And then of you course. Get older and you're like, I miss that stuff,
yeah,
right? So,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Corey had that problem with corned beef and hash or whatever.
It's not a problem. Whatever.
I was totally, just so you know though, I was totally Irish this weekend.
Everyone.
I was all in.
As you should. So you mentioned one of the fundraising events. Are there any more coming up?
Yeah. So, you know, we have a great event for all of us where everybody gets to meet us at the Lulimon a week from this Thursday. And the guys and I are all doing our individual events. So mine is on this Friday between 6 and 10 p.m. at Silk. There'll be guest bartending and all the proceeds are going to be going to Gildo's Club.
And, of course, always updating on the Facebook page. Just search out the Gildas Guys Bachelor Auction. You'll see the page there. And you can see all of our wonderful gentlemen, the 25 eligible bachelors for this year. Again, the event on the 30th, end of the month here at Anthology in the East End. Get those tickets, 98pxy.com. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in. And
thanks,
best of
guys.
Luck.
Appreciate
we'll
both
see you on the 30th.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.